Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we got to break down Pete Hegseth's speech in Quantico, Virginia today. Because just picture this. Pete Hegseth summoned hundreds of top generals from across the world that are serving in different places on almost no notice. And instead of giving a disciplined meeting about our national security, he essentially just had a Fox News drunken meltdown on stage about how the military shouldn't have any fat people in it, about how wokeness needs to be rooted out, and he didn't talk about any substantive updates regarding America's standing on the global stage. Our reputation is currently melting, burning away as tariffs rip through all the other countries. You guys understand that when Donald Trump placed tariffs on every single country, that means any other country that's not America, when looking to do trade, will now see two big trading zones. One is the United States. That is a no-no zone with like triple the amount of tariffs as every other country. And then there's the rest of the world, meaning the United States is now a big no-no block when doing trade. That's the simplest way I can put it. Nobody wants to trade with the United States when we're placing tariffs like this. Secondly, Donald Trump seems to have just realized that Vladimir Putin is the bad guy, like over the past week. He is having elementary style realizations when he's decades into adulthood and years into politics. Either way, the point that I'm trying to make is Pete Hegseth was melting down about how he says, quote unquote, fat people shouldn't be in the military. I don't really use that terminology. And in response, Governor Newsom said, I guess the commander in chief needs to go. The standards they try to hold everybody else to, they don't even hold themselves to or Donald Trump to. He has different standards, I guess. Before we jump in with these videos, let me lay the groundwork by explaining how Pete Hegseth summoned hundreds of U.S. military officials to Quantico with no notice. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered hundreds of the nation's top military assembles to assemble, an unusual move that has raised questions inside the Pentagon and I'm sure leaves security vacuums in certain areas. The gathering, which happened today, brought together generals and admirals of one-star rank or higher, all in one place. It did not include a reason for the meeting. It said the move was extraordinary, which it was not normal. It was very secretive. Everyone was wondering what's going to happen here. And it was Pete Hegseth doing a drunken, performative Fox News meltdown. He wasn't actually drunk. There's no evidence to believe he was actually drunk. But just listen to the way this guy tries to make a joke about effing around and finding out. He says F-O-A-F-A-F-O, and the crowd doesn't react whatsoever. No laughs, no cheers.
It's a truth as old as time. And since waging war is so costly in blood and treasure, we owe our republic a military that will win any war we choose or any war that is thrust upon us. Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department. In other words, to our enemies, F-A-F-O. If necessary, our troops can translate that for you. Another way to put it is peace through strength, brought to you by the warrior ethos. And we are restoring both. It's a true.
Why did we have to rebrand the Department of Defense? You know, we had defense spending. We were defending our country from other countries. That's a good way to brand it. It's not escalatory. We're just defending ourselves. Why did we have to rebrand that to the Department of War? And now every single time Pete Hegseth gives a speech, he starts talking about crushing people who are challenging us and we have to be ready for warfare. I don't want a country that's constantly consumed or directing towards a war. I don't want a government that spends its time dividing people, trying to tear down other countries or invade other countries. I just want, you know, healthcare for every American. Is that too much to ask? I want a country where people don't go bankrupt just because they get sick or they get old, or somebody in their family has a health issue, there's a better America out there, and it's not this one. It's not some performative dude who was plucked off of Fox News and changed the Department of Defense to the Department of War so he can give performative speeches. It's like he's baiting to go down in the history books as some general who directed us through a challenging time. We can call it history baiting. All these people do is history bait. Donald Trump also wants to be a part of history. That's why he baits for a Nobel Peace Prize. He Nobel baits. But yeah, there's an America that's more rooted in compassion, fairness, progress, opportunity, and toughness. I mean, life is tough. Inherently, life is tough, so it's okay if America isn't all rainbows and sunshine, but everybody should have a baseline level of fairness and opportunity and the ability to get through life. And ideally, our leaders should be compassionate towards people, not just bullying people. In this next clip, I want to show you Pete Hegseth saying it's not a good look to have overweight people in our military.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member of the joint force at every rank is required to take a PT test twice a year, as well as meet height and weight requirements twice a year, every year of service.
I just want to point out every single person over in the replies is dogging on Trump. I see someone say, Trump is too fat to be the commander in chief. Someone said the commander in chief is fat and orange. I don't think we should shame people, but if Pete Hegseth wants to apply standards, we have to hold them to these standards. Someone says, has Pete Hegseth ever actually met Donald Trump? There's more photos. Boom, boom, boom. And then Governor Gavin Newsom comes in with the best one of all. Boom. So I'm going to play more clips, but for 45 minutes, Pete Hegseth was ranting about wokeness. He mocked diversity. He mocked equity, inclusion. He sneered at the idea of like modern guidelines and rules. He was yelling about dudes in dresses. And at this very moment, the United States is facing serious threats from China, serious threats from Russia as they take over Ukraine and try to go for more of Eastern Europe. We have emerging conflicts across the globe, and this shows how little competence exists at the top. We have people screaming about dudes in dresses. It's funny, they're inversing reality to such an extent that they think under Biden for 4 years, everybody in the military was obsessed with dudes in dresses, that every leader was constantly thinking about dudes in dresses. But it seems like that's the case now. I've heard more about transgender people. I've heard more about culture war props and seen more culture war pep rallies like this than anything else. That's all this is. This is a culture war pep rally. I don't care if the top general is a little bit overweight as long as he can lead. I would rather have somebody a little bit overweight who is an amazing, steady-handed leader than Pete Hegseth, who himself was struggling to do more than 2 pull-ups. Listen, I'm not able to do like 20 pull-ups in a row or anything, but I'm just saying Pete Hegseth needs to hold himself to his own standards. These people aren't building strength in our military. They're tearing people apart and tearing down morale. That's my opinion. Listen to the way he talks about war fighters and sergeants right here.
We will not lose war fighters because we fail to train or equip them or resource them. Shame on us if we do. Train like your warriors' lives depend on it, because they do.
Okay, that's fine.
To that point, basic training is being restored to what it should be. Scary, tough, and disciplined. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits, ensuring that future warfighters are forged. Yes, they can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits. This does not mean they can be reckless or violate the law, but they can use tried and true methods to motivate new recruits, to make them the warriors they need to be. back to basics at basic as well.
So throughout the speech, they declare an end to politically correct leadership and say they're going to begin to review the hazing mechanisms that happen. My mind, when Pete Hegseth says we're done with politically correct leadership, we're going to review the hazing mechanisms, makes me think that they're going to start treating new recruits like shit, which is a terrible way to incentivize people to sign up. And that's all they're doing. They're making it so much harder for people to work for the federal government. They're making it so much harder to even be a federal prosecutor by constantly placing their thumb, putting their thumb on the scale in these situations. And I'll continue to talk about this on my channel. If you appreciate these videos and you made it this far, drop some blue hearts, drop a like. I appreciate you all. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.